federal government has won the battle to store Australians' data for 2 years. The coalition wants phone and internet companies to keep metadata to boost national security and fight issues like online child pornography. Despite strong opposition from the Greens and a string of crossbenchers, the legislation easily passed the Senate last night. But questions about how much the scheme will cost and where the data will be stored remain. The government has also U-turned and restored funding to legal aid that was cut in last year's budget. Both issues fall into the portfolio of the Attorney General, George Brandis, and he joins me now. Senator Brandis, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Michael.
Now, Nick Xenophon says people will pay more. He says this effectively will be a great big internet tax without making Australians safer. How does this legislation make us safer?
Well, the first point to be made about this legislation is that it changes nothing. What it does is it freezes the status quo. At the moment, service providers retain metadata. But with the evolution of technology, with changes to billing systems, with the retirement of legacy systems, they are moving to a new set of arrangements in which metadata won't be retained. So nothing is different from the way it has been for the last 20 years or so. What this legislation does is impose an obligation to retain metadata, where for the last 20 years or so it has been retained in any event. The reason the national security and law enforcement agencies need access to metadata is that it is a vital, a crucial tool in the investigation of terrorism, of serious organised crime, of paedophilia, of all sorts of criminal activity that depend upon networks.
But presumably you are going to ask the providers to retain this. That's going to cost something. They'll pass that cost on to the consumer, won't they?
What the government has said is that we will make a substantial contribution to the cost involved.
Any idea how much?
That is to be determined as part of the budget process. But to give you an idea of the range of costs, there was a report done by PricewaterhouseCoopers that assessed what the setup cost of this system was likely to be. And it assessed the range was to be the likely range was between $188 million and $319 million. So the midpoint of that is around about $250 million, to which the government has said that we will make a substantial contribution. Now, to put it in context,
what does that mean, substantial? Does that mean half, all of it? What?
Well, we haven't made that decision yet, but
so it will cost consumers more or something.
Well,
something more in the end.
To put it in context, this is a $43 billion a year industry. So whatever cost there may be across the entire industry will be negligible.
Okay, on the veracity or the storing of this data, it's true, isn't it, that criminals and terrorists will still find ways around it. I mean, even your cabinet colleague Malcolm Turnbull has given people a useful user's guide. He says that you could use Skype or Viber or A-Message or WhatsApp or Wicker or any number of things to get around it. So it is easy to get around it, isn't
it? That's not really the point, because smart criminals devise ways to get around the law. I mean, that's been the case with the criminal law for as long as the criminal law has existed.
But why do we need this?
No, but let me finish my point. Sure. The fact is, in investigations, you have to pursue every source. And this is a very important source of investigative data. And just because smart criminals might be able to find ways around it doesn't mean that it ceases to be a useful or indeed an important source of investigative data.
But it is easy to get around, isn't it, if you want
I'm not saying it's easy to get around. I'm allowing for the possibility that it may be able to be got around. But this is always the case with technology, Michael. We have to try and keep one step ahead of people who try and use technology for malevolent purposes.
Okay, on the legal aid issue, the legal aid funding back down, you've reversed the $26 million cut for legal aid. Because you say you now have a greater appreciation of where the needs lie and where the priorities lie, well, what changed your mind?
Well, Michael, again, context is everything here. This decision was made in the 2013 MAIFO, which was published about 3 months after the government was elected, and we were told by Treasury that the financial situation was even more serious than we had been led to believe during the 2013 election. Now, with the passage of time and a greater understanding of the impact of all of those measures, it's appropriate, I think, for the government to make judicious adjustments to them. In the legal aid area, we're talking about $25.5 million over 4 years. It's not a vast sum of money in terms of the budget, but it is a vast sum of money in terms of the need. In terms of the need of community legal centres, which are really the front line when it comes to dealing with the consequences of domestic violence.
Didn't you think about that when you first did it? Didn't you think about those consequences when you drew the legislation
It's not a question of legislation. It's a question of budget decisions. And none of these budget decisions are made gladly. They're always made reluctantly, but this government has an unprecedented level of public debt to deal with that we inherited from the Labor Party. So we did make significant decisions. We've halved Labor's debt and deficit going into the future, but that doesn't mean that it's not appropriate to engage in fine-tuning, and that's what we've done.
But what does it say about your policy development? Because the damage has already been done, and the opposition describes it as chaotic, and you'd have to say it does appear a little chaotic.
The opposition will always hyperventilate and overstate the case. As a matter of fact, no community legal centre has suffered any cuts. No legal aid commission.
Let me finish, please, before
you interrupt me. No community legal centre, no legal aid commission, no Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander legal service has suffered any cuts because the funding is quadrennial funding that was due to expire on the 30th of June this year. Had there been cuts, they would have been effective from the 1st of July this year, and that is what we have reversed. So, as I've said many times, none of those legal access to justice providers has suffered any cuts, and now, as a result of the decision that the Prime Minister and I made, no legal aid service provider will suffer any cuts.
Okay. Senator Brandis, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Michael.